And shall we just read the motion again and so we can see where we go from here?
Okay, this would substitute for the main motion the following text, that the National Finance Committee recommends approval of the National Office FY08 budget and referral to the PMB for adoption.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Sure, please, Dave.
I do think it's important that it be rephrased as amendment to strike the section of the motion that calls for the proviso, because I think somebody reading the minutes, or if this decision's retailed, people tell each other, oh, what happened. It comes off in the wrong way, because there are people who would vote to strike the proviso that I included who are not in favor of approving the budget but that would be the appropriate vote to cast given the structure of the vote. So I'd like to share a rule that we rephrase it as a motion to amend by striking the proviso provision. Comes to the same thing.
If if the member is asking for the minutes to include the original motion before amendment, the secretary has no problem doing that.
If we vote no, Jane, if you vote no on this, which you're saying, which I will, but you're saying you want the original form of the motion, just asking that it be specified that this is a motion to amend by striking a proviso, the proviso that come back to develop with the CFO plan to cut spending by 5%.
Except that I'm striking the entire original text, including the proviso.
Yeah. Okay. Well, all right, fine. Go ahead. I'm not going to dwell on this. It's not that important. And actually, a point of privilege, I need to leave the call, so I'll cast my vote as a no on the substitute, and we'll take my leave. Thank you, everybody.
Oh, thank you, Dave. Terry, do you want to just go ahead while since we have a no vote floating in the air?
Yeah. Adelson votes no. Bediako? Bediako may be muted. I'll come back. Edward Steekert?
Yes.
Gatewood?
No.
Goodman votes yes. Hicks?
Yes.
Martin is absent. Rawline?
Oh, she was going to reach Martin, so she's on mute for sure. She's going to meet you.
I'll give another chance. Ramers?
I'll pass. I'll come back again.
Okay. Hello?
Let me try Bediako, then Rawline. First, Bediako. No response. Is that Bediako?
Yes, but I didn't hear the motion. I'm sorry, I had to step away for a moment. So.
Okay, this is a motion to substitute for the main motion the text that the NFC recommends approval of the National Office FY08 budget and referral to the PMB for adoption.
And what was the main motion?
It had a proviso. This has no proviso.
And what was the proviso in the main motion? I'm sorry. 5%
cut. 5% cut in a spending plan to be presented it to the PMB in January.
But this is amendment by substitution.
Oh, okay. So
we're voting to substitute something without a proviso.
Oh, okay. Okay. No.
That's a no. Rawline.
This is Sandra, and I vote no. My phone is dying, and I'm still at the LSB meeting, so I'm going to have to sign off. What's a realistic time that we think we might sign on for the executive meeting?
We have the two budgets to go through. Unless, we want to continue another time, we should sign off from here. It looks like 10:30, you know, what do you guys, 11? Because we've discussed these in the past, the two budgets.
Okay, well, depending on how late I'm here, I will try to sign on when I get back home when I can plug in the phone to charge it, and I appreciate y'all's time.
All right, thank you.
One last chance for Reimers.
Yes.
That's a yes. The vote is 4-4. The chair may vote or not.
I'll vote yes.
Chair votes yes. The motion passes. The substitute is now the main motion, and we would require another vote for adoption.
Yes. Do we need to read?
Oh. But that's Adelson thought he was voting. I didn't think we were voting to substitute that motion.
Yeah, that's what Dave said when he signed off. He was voting for the substitute. Yeah, so we need to go ahead and vote.
Okay. Adelson, absent.
Wait. Point of order.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we thought we were voting on the motion.
No. Terry never. I think he was clear about that, and Dave was clear about it when he signed off.
It's a technicality. When you vote for an amendment, you vote on the amendment first, and then if the amendment fails, then the first motion comes up. If the amendment passes or the substitute passes, then you have to vote for that substitute again.
Right.
Well,
and then, you know, so it has the majority anyways.
Yeah.
With or without Jason, without Sandra.
I don't have any idea what just happened.
Is there still a point of order?
Sure, please.
Well, the point, I'm sorry, Terry, were you recalling the roll on the amendment, or were you calling for a vote on the main motion as amended?
No, the main motion has been amended. It could be discussed.
Okay.
I'm proceeding to call the roll unless there's discussion.
I would like to discuss it.
Okay.
So I think I explained my unease about this budget. What I'm not clear on is if we vote a budget down this late in the game, what's the practical consequence? If you don't have a budget, you just keep spending at current levels or what?
This is LaVarin. You know, we've talked about this before, and we've gone through this little exercise in the past. It's not a very direct exercise, and it is an exercise that usually has no owner, so it's never monitored. It never happens. I think that we need to be clear about this, and that therefore, you know, the vote is that do we approve the budget or do we not? So if we've had the vote. I mean, the vote is on the substitute has been approved. So, you know, the what ifs is like are numerous. So if I don't really want to, if someone has the time and the effort to do that, I'm lose my voice. I certainly don't have the time and effort to go about what will happen if. But if someone would like to take that up, please.
It's not a motion before us. As to what to do, don't approve.
This is Jane. I'd like to speak.
Please.
I'm sorry that I don't know the repercussions of if our committee does not approve this budget. I think it's a valid question, but I would like to basically just speak against the motion because I think that that we need to provide some direction on these concerns that have been brought up. And it is coming up in the context of the National Office budget. I know I don't think the National Office is to blame for what's going on. And I'm sorry that my no vote could be construed to that, but I'm just feeling that there's a lot of concern that's come up in the last hour. And a yes vote just lets it go, and we don't provide any assistance to the PMB in working this problem out.
Well, as I stated, this is LaVarin. As I stated earlier, I have a motion. I found it. I'll send it out, which is a motion that the foundation absolutely needs an operational audit by a nonprofit firm, outside firm, in order for the foundation to give it a sustainable future, because we are at a critical point, which we have talked about numerous times, and I think that this motion is just as critical and is be part of the package of motions that the finance committee has offered as far as voting up or down on the budgets. And I would move that we just move forward on the vote, and if the vote comes out that it fails, then we will come up with the strategies to in terms of what the national office needs to do.
Point of information?
Sure.
Could we incorporate that as like a signing statement?
That's the vibe.
That's funny.
Sherry. was I recognized?
Terry, yes, I'm sorry, Terry, Mr. Goodman.
Yeah, yeah. The chair could interpret the member's expressed objection as a motion to amend the main motion with language such as the following. The NFC further recommends that the incoming executive director immediately work with the CFO to prepare a 5% spending plan reduction for presentation at the January PMB meeting. This is substantially different than the motion previously offered because it is not a proviso on approval of the budget.
Jane, is that what you're asking for?
That would be very good. It does not address the very specific language that you were, and other people have referred to in terms of the organizational audit, which I would prefer to be incorporated with this. But as I think you pointed out that it could come in a separate matter,
no, sure.
I think this is the best place for it to go because it's the national office that needs to be providing this direction to our network.
Okay, well, this is the motion that I had. May I amend, Terry?
Yep, sure. Okay. You're a committee member.
Okay. Here it goes. Resolved that the PNB shall engage the services of a nonprofit management consultant firm provide an organizational audit of the Pacifica Foundation and to provide an operational analysis of the foundation. Basically, that is critical at this time. Or I can even...
Okay.
And that's basically it. I can send it to you.
Information, did that go anywhere?
I'm sorry?
Was that adopted?
No, this is my recommendation that with the meltdown and the conversations on the budget for the last 3 months or so, I've kind of like shot this. At one time, I was kind of talking about it in terms of if we did not have an executive director, but it appears we will have one at the end of the month, knock on wood. And this is basically what I would ask for. So we can amend this to the national office, but actually the request is for the Pacifica Foundation, not just the national office.
Yeah.
That'd be satisfactory.
I think the board ought to be involved, too.
Well, and to provide an operation analysis of the foundation for PNB approval. For PNB approval.
Well, okay. The obvious problem is that is going to add cost.
Of course it is. I think cost. I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
Uh-huh. Point of order, I don't have a language.
Okay.
Point of privilege, I mean.
I'll send it right now.
Thank you.
Well, may I continue?
Please, Jane.
No,
Jane
just that, I mean, having heard what's in that motion, I can see that there are a few complexities to the language of it, and so therefore I, for one, would like to speak in favor of the amendment that was proposed by Mr. Goodman.
Okay, go ahead. I mean, where are we, Terry? Are we? We're on the amendment. Okay, until
he proposed an amendment.
Actually, I proposed language for the member who is just spoken in favor. So it's that. Was that Sandra?
No,
or was Jane? Okay, so it's Jane's motion to amend. with the language, the NFC further recommends that the incoming ED immediately work with the CFO to prepare a 5% spending plan reduction for presentation at the January PMB meeting. But
yeah. I would support that also. This
but,
is
but Ms. Williams was in, was a, had an amendment before. Ms. Gatewood finally came in and endorsed that language.
Yeah, I do. I had an amendment, and here it's going right now to you, Terry.
Okay,
right there.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Sure, Lonnie.
Didn't we vote on this 5% cut in the national office already?
Yeah, we did, and we voted down.
Okay.
So, but Terry, you tried to change the language. What were you saying about the language?
I was saying your amendment, which I'm waiting for language on. Came before Ms. Gatewood finally endorsed the other language, so Ms. Gatewood's amendment must be disposed of first.
If you say
so. So to answer Lonnie's question, what we got rid of before was a motion to approve the budget and then do a 5% cut. Now we're considering a 5% cut in lieu of approving the budget.
No,
is that correct, Terry?
No.
No, we're
approving the budget, and we're recommending that the ED working with the CFO present a reduction for consideration.
Technically, what we are doing is amending the motion before us to include a NFC recommendation that the ED and CFO prepare
the only
a
changes
spending
we're going
plan
from
reduction.
Proviso to recommendation.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Madam Chair, point of order?
Yes, please.
That is substantially the same motion that has already been voted upon. It is not a true substitute.
It sounds like the same motion by both to me, but Terry, but saying proviso versus
okay. As the alleged maker of this proposed amendment, I accept that criticism without argument, and here I would like to withdraw my proposed amendment.
Okay, and so I sent the my amendment to that motion. Hopefully, everyone has received it. Terry, do you have it?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you read it?
Short and sweet.
Resolved. And this is to amend the main motion with this, so it should be further resolved that
yes.
The PMB shall engage the services of a nonprofit management consulting firm to provide an organizational audit of the Pacifica Foundation that is critical as we transition to a new executive director. And I will move to strike, if I may, to recognize for the purpose, the wording after foundation.
I'd like to speak against that.
Point of information.
Oh, please, Jane.
If we pass that, wouldn't we have to specify where the income and the expenses for it come from?
The board would ask about fiscal impact at the board meeting, and then I would come up with something. But that would require, you know, looking at companies, and that would take a while.
Mm. Yeah, so Brett on SAC.
And Terry on SAC.
We put a maximum on it. We did what we did before, as we said, to a maximum expense, and I think we had a maximum of $20,000. That could be part of the motion.
And this is Jane.
So can I speak?
Sorry, this is LeVarn. If you could just carry on for the next 3 minutes max, and I'll be right back, if that's okay.
Was that for me, Terry?
Who's going to assume?
Yeah, Terry.
Terry's going to assume.
Thank
Terry.
You.
Terry's chair.
Yeah, okay. I asked to strike the last phrase in the motion because I don't think it's necessary to accomplish the purpose of the motion, and it is ambiguous. That is critical as we transition to a new executive director. Ambiguous in that are we asking for an organizational audit that is critical? Like critical of the foundation, and I think it's just adequate if we add on our desire to have a organizational audit. We don't need the extra language.
Could you read it then?
Striking that language, the resolution would remain, which is as an amendment. Further resolved that the PMB shall engage the services of a nonprofit management consulting firm to provide an organizational audit of the foundation.
Okay, bird on stack?
It's just on the amendment,
mm-hmm.
on the striking.
No, on the striking? You know, nobody has a problem with the striking. I think I'm on.
Okay.
I'm on
is there any objection to the? Is there any objection to the striking of that language at the end of the proposed amendment? Okay, without objection, the final language there is stricken, and Ms. Williams' amendment is on the floor. Mr. Ramers, you're recognized.
Okay.
Jane.
I'm against this amendment. I'm very much against this amendment. I'm strongly against this amendment because we're in a situation where we are asking for a cut, and yet, I mean, I do respect Yvonne a lot, but she is proposing that because there are so much political strife, we have to consult with a consulting firm that is going to come and do an audit and make recommendation. And nothing is going to happen with that recommendation because the political situation is still going to be at the board and at the local station level. You know, I think we have to accept the fact that this is an organization. We have an executive body, you know, the CFO, the CEO, whatever. They can make decisions. They should make decisions to hire, fire, do things, and we should live with it. And if we as a board cannot live with it, we should hire, fire the CEO, CFO. But we should give them the power to, you know, to take action. And it might not be politically correct within the Pacific or family, whatever it is, but that's the way to go. Otherwise, we're going to go in a, you know, spin where we're going to spend another year arguing about this and that, where the executive body should just make decisions. And, you know, I think we should just, you know, get the CEO, the CFO, and whomever is on the part of the executive branch of the foundation to get together and decide how they're going to reduce that 5%. I'm done.
Okay. Actually, I'll call a point of order on myself. Ms. Williams' amendment was... Oh, no, I won't, because... Ms. Gatewood's amendment was withdrawn. So let's take a moment to construct a stack. I believe Ms. Gatewood is next, and who's after that?
Okay, I'd like to... I think I have a substitute motion to what's on the table. I would like our committee to approve this budget and further make a further recommendation that the PMB request the incoming ED work with the CFO to provide the first installment of a plan, strategic plan, something a plan that would address strategies for increasing revenue and listenership and containing costs. So I would like that I would like to move that as a substitute to the amendment that's on the table.
Okay. What I have for language is would strike the Williams Amendment and substitute. Further, the National Finance Committee further recommends that the PNB request that the incoming executive director work with the CFO to prepare an initial strategic plan for increasing listenership and revenue while containing costs.
And by December. Or by the January. Yeah.
Plan.
Put a timeline. I mean, this is urgent. I don't know if it's December or January.
Okay. Do you, by December or January, your choice.
I don't know which is better. I mean, I guess January is the in-person meeting, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so after initial strategic plan for presentation at the January TMB meeting?
Correct.
Okay.
Can I get up that, please?
Was there someone before you?
Brian,
can
be on the stack.
Brian, go ahead.
I think you're headed in a good direction here, but I don't know if I like this. I think it's pretty unrealistic to expect someone who's completely new to the organization to turn around a strategic plan in 3 months.
That's why I said first installment.
Well, but I mean, the strategic planning process is something that involves organizational assessment, working with your staff, working with your board members, and geez, I mean, in 3 months, you might not have been able to acquaint yourself with the entire committee structure that the National Board has set up, let alone the minutiae of how the various units work. And I also think it's a lot to put on a new person. The other thing is revenue strategies. Any revenue strategies are going to show benefits in the long term. And I think the most pressing need facing us is we need to cut expenses in the short term. We're not just operating in a deficit situation. At least BAI and KPFK and KPFT ran deficits this year. We're operating in a situation with very little cash in the network, which means that if our spending is not in check against our revenue, we start missing payroll. I mean, it starts being really bad. I think there's a very pressing need to have an expense reduction. And I think that's what we should prioritize as far as any recommendation is concerned.
Can you substitute?
I think we're beyond the number of subsidiary motions we can consider at once. But, Mr. Temporary Chair, are we or are we not?
No, there's one more. There's room for one
Sorry,
more.
Sorry, this is LaVarne. I'm back. Go ahead. Continue, please.
I introduced a substitute motion, LaVarne, and
okay.
And Brian is wondering if he can introduce another.
Your voice is fading in and out. Could you say that again?
That's because my brain is fading in and out. It's 10:45 Eastern time. Go ahead.
Yes, it is.
Well, I guess I'm not going to. I'd rather vote the budget up or down and then vote on any recommendation separately. So I'm going to argue against this substitute, and I'll make a separate motion after we've voted on this budget before we move on to the next one.
Would you be comfortable voting up this budget without some signing statement, Brian?
No, but I wouldn't be comfortable voting it up with one either.
Okay,
so, Delaney.
Again, point of information, Madam Chair?
Sure, please.
Have we not authorized all this?
Have we not?
Just the same question. And I want to. I would like to move the agenda. I just take the sense of this committee. I'm under the impression that we have approved the budget, and we're on to secondary motions.
Right. Okay. So I'm sorry. So we're at. So the amendment that I had sent actually was a motion that I didn't want to attach to any budget. That I wanted that as a separate motion.
As a standalone. That was my
understanding
too.
Yeah. So you know, I will withdraw that as an amendment. And so there, we're at the point where it's just the straight up and down on the budget. Is that correct, Terry?
I thought
only if Ms. Gatewood withdraws her secondary amendment as well.
No, I'd like a vote on mine.
What was the secondary amendment?
Secondary amendment is as follows. Further recommended that the PMB requests that the incoming executive director work with the CFO to prepare an initial strategic plan for
initial
presentation.
An initial installment of a
strategic plan for presentation at the January PMB meeting. For increasing listenership and revenue while containing cost.
I move to divide.
Please, go ahead, Brian.
May I?
I already did. I moved to divide.
I mean,
I propose that we vote on Jane's recommendation separate from the budget itself.
Okay. Is there a discussion?
Yeah, I think it's wise to divide.
I'm sorry?
I would agree with Brian on that one. That's
okay.
Wise to divide.
Okay. Is there further discussion? Is there
Sounds
objection?
Good to me. Go ahead.
Okay. So there's no objection, so we'll divide. So the first part, should we consider the first part, which is the vote up and down on the budget?
Okay.
If there's no objection, then we can do that.
Okay. There doesn't
okay.
appear to be.
Were members given an opportunity to object to the division?
Yes, they were. Is there an objection?
Okay, so we can proceed to the first part of the divided motion, which is now two motions, if I understand correctly, and that's that the NFC recommends approval of the National Office FY08 budget and referral to the PMD for adoption. Calling the roll on that. Adelson. Bediako.
Yes.
Edwards Tikert.
Pass.
Gatewood.
No.
Goodman votes yes. Hicks.
Yes.
Rawline. I'll come back to Rawline. Oh no, she's off it. At 7:20. Raymer?
Yes.
Back to Edward Speaker.
Abstain.
Okay. My count is four yes, one no, one abstention. Motion passes. We have another motion, which could be discussed.
Yes, okay. And that motion is, if you could just read that.
Resolve, the National Finance Tech Committee recommends that the PMB request that the incoming executive director work with the CFO to prepare an initial installment of a strategic plan for presentation at the January PMB meeting for increasing listenership and revenue while cutting costs.
Discussion?
I'm sorry, may I speak?
Do you want to clarify what you propose?
Well, Brian suggested that if we focus on cost containment, that gets more to the heart of it. So I guess if there were, I would prefer to just go ahead and put that first, cost containment and increasing revenue and listenership.
Gotcha.
So what? Yeah.
I just want to reverse the order, just for emphasis. That's all. Because I think that the big concern right now is cost containment. But if we don't get up our listenership, and you know, then we're never going to get anywhere.
Well, point of Madam Chair.
Yes, please.
Could we have? Jane seems to want cost containment first, but isn't it, I would propose an amendment, cost containment, revenue, and programming, because I think an ED will be interested in programming, and it certainly should be a point of emphasis for any incoming ED.
I hear this, and it kind of goes back to your, you know, I think that what we're asking for from the ED and the CFO, I think it's a doable thing, but I think a real strategic plan is not something that's delivered by the CFO and the ED. It involves committees, it involves the various areas, and it really should involve, as I had noted, which I'll do my amendment, my motion anyway, that it involves bringing in some outside help due to the whole political nature of cuts within the foundation, and also within, in terms of reporting relationships. Again, you know, this is just my little opinion, that I don't think we need to put the new ED and the CFO at any crossroads because, you know, not that it's ever happened in the past, as I said earlier, but I don't want that. I want a relationship that's going to take the foundation forward and not involved in terms of issues between the two, the two positions. And I would certainly not support any motion that I think would even tend to lead to that type of conflict.
Point well made, Madam Chair. Point well made.
Levon?
Terry on spec.
Yeah, Terry. I'm sorry, Bert and then Terry.
Yeah. Well, you were not on the call when I made my point, so I'll remake it again. I almost never disagree with you, but I disagree with you on this one. You know, to be a little funny, that's why the CFO and CEO are getting the big bucks. They have to make strong decisions, hard decisions, and I think we should not run away from that. You know, if they clash, they clash. If they clash, it's a good thing because that means they have different interests and they're targeting with those interests, and hopefully what comes in the middle would be that was good for the foundation. If the CFO, you know, I care for you, Lonnie, but if the CFO and the CEO have to clash, so then let them deal with it. Sending this to the board and to the whole body, we know it's a whole, again, political struggle and things, whereas of the executive body, does it make executive decisions? They do their job. They do this, and if they do it wrong, we fire them. Or maybe if they do it right, we should reward them with bonuses. And that's it, you know. And, you know, it's going to be this political thing go around, merry-go-round, where it's going to come back to the board. It's going to be political stuff, making decisions, and nothing will ever be done.
Thank
I think the executive body should do their job and make decisions. Which is what they should be doing. They should be, you know, cleaning up the stations, fixing up the national office, making sure structures is proper, you know, and so without attacking Lonnie or anything like that. But basically, it's the failure of the executive body here. If you were to put Pacifica in a like kind of corporate world, that causes the foundation to be in free fall, because the board should not be part of this. This process, it should be the executive body.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Lonnie?
Well
Terry's on.
I think I agree with your position. But Berto, the separation of governance from operations, and what I hear you saying is let's separate governance function from operational decision-making, because that's the implication.
Yes, exactly.
Let the operational people do their job, and if they mess it up, deal with it as a performance issue. But having the board, both local and national, step back and let that happen in Pacifica is one of the political issues, because people want to be included in so many of the operational decisions. So that's the conundrum, that if you make the recommendation that they allow that to happen, the executives to go ahead and make decisions, that is very tough for boards to do. They won't do it in a lot of instances, and that's what makes it hard to move ahead. But there's a solution to that. How do you get the boards and the governance folks to let the executives, and for that matter, GMs, be accountable, make mistakes, to make those decisions? They just seem to be reluctant to do that. I mean, for a lot of good reasons. They've had bad experience, many of these folks, with governance, with operations and governance. Everybody's had what they imagine is bad experience on both sides of that line. So how do you break through to do what many organizations do, separate the two functions and have people be held accountable? That is so hard to do.
Okay. Jane, did I hear you?
Terry, yeah. Terry, you heard first.
Okay.
I was on this bat.
All right. Okay.
Okay. I have no problem with this resolution, because an initial installment of a strategic plan could be as simple as the ED coming up and saying, our initial strategic plan is to make things so terrible that everyone who's paid money to stay here decides to leave. which points out how Berthold is right, and that how whatever we do with this particular motion is not going to fix the problem. What's going to fix the problem is, or not fix the problem, is the decision of the PMB regarding the next executive director. We'll either choose an executive director who will face the problems and solve them, or we will pick one that won't.
Okay. Dave?
Brian.
And then Brian.
I think that some of the concerns that you raised, LaVarne, are going to be concerns to other people, and I would like to address them by inserting a phrase in this motion that the incoming ED work with the CFO to develop a first installment of a strategic plan involving the Pacifica community to the greatest degree possible in the process, or the greatest degree feasible in the process. In other words, if I were king, I would definitely want to ask my subjects what they thought before. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it just seems to me that we should add the phrase that involving the Pacifica community, you know, in the process to the greatest degree feasible. I mean, I don't think we should tie their hands, but I do think that we should include something to make it clear. Yeah, I mean, the executive director of this foundation probably would be well advised to involve the Pacifica community in shaping directions. I mean, if it's just a simple, you know, sending out a survey to the membership, I don't know what would be done, but could you read the motion that's on the table again, Terry?
Yes, if there's no objection to that amendment, it would read all over this page as the National Finance Committee recommends that the Pacifica National Board request that the incoming executive director work with the CFO to prepare, no, to develop an initial installment of a strategic plan involving the Pacifica community to the greatest degree feasible for cost containment, listenership increase, and revenue increase.
Okay.
Close enough.
Okay. Is there further discussion? Again, this is LaVarne. Is this something that we're going to attach at the end? So this will go with all of our budget approvals as far as I'm pretty neutral on it because I still believe that it's going to require really a not-for-profit the organization. I mean, the strategic plan without understanding all of the issues and problems that we're currently facing, without those things laid out in a manner where that's without the political attachment and all of the other things that happen, you know, you can't move forward unless you identify what all the issues are. And I think the only way the issues can be identified fully is by having like an independent audit and then to move forward to the strategic plan. I think that, again, there are too many, it's not even political issues, it's just that the infrastructure and the efforts that we've tried to make over the years, it's, you know, unless it's laid out so people to follow and then to put in, as Bertolt has said, put in incentives and actions for discipline if certain targets are then fully laid out and not done, then we can move forward. But again, a strategic plan without identification of the underlying issues, the infrastructure, it's just rearranging the deck chairs. Because,
yeah,
you know, these things have gone on forever.
Yeah.
And we definitely need, I think, the outside, and as far as, you know, people not knowing the organization, you know, you're it's really you know, we're talking about professional people, and we always talk about having a professional environment. But then when we ask to bring in professional people to do their job, it's like that's not a good thing. You know, it's we have to. I think it's critical. I think the foundation will not survive. That we'll go through these little changes every few years. That we'll throw these, like again, at the basic rearranging of deck chairs. But that's just my opinion. Yes, Lonnie.
Okay.
I know we can discuss on that, but I do agree with that very cogent argument you just made, and I just want to emphasize, if you assume that the problem with Pacifica is personnel, that is to say, the fix is going to be one executive director and one CFO working together or having a healthy tension, the problems go much deeper than that. So that won't be the fix. That won't be the magic bullet. We have cultural... well, cultural issues, programming, there's so many issues that go beyond mere individual structural issues, infrastructure issues. So if we're talking about sustainability on a broad basis, that is to say across several of the problem areas, then I would have to agree with LaVarne that's why most organizations do it the way she's describing. That's why I've done it that way in previous organizations. Because otherwise you assume that one or two individuals can turn an entire organization around on the strength of their personality, gigantic intellect, and powerful logic. Well, that sometimes happens, but most of the time it doesn't happen that way. It has to be a broad commitment to change, a broad understanding of the issues and problems, and then the organization can start to zero in on the specific things that need to be tackled, and that is what a strategic plan does for you. So, I just don't see it. Yeah, focusing in on two individuals probably will not be a result. Anyway.
I have a question, LaVarne. Do you think, I mean, because my concern is that I really don't like the idea of the PMB being put in a position of having to select this person and work directly with this person. I personally think it would make more sense for the ED to be given a great deal of latitude over how to make this happen, because I think that is why what we expect them to do is to help provide leadership on these issues. Notwithstanding the remarks Lonnie accurately pointed out, but would it be closer to your thoughts if it was simply asking the ED to identify the process for developing a strategic plan? In other words, I really want somebody to be in charge and not the committee. And I'd really like it to be the ED. So if we just simply ask the ED to provide the process for developing the strategic plan, would that be close enough to your proposal that you would?
Brian here.
Sure, Brian. Brian Baruti. Brian and Baruti speak first.
I think we might be spinning our wheels here and creating a work plan for someone who hasn't been hired yet. I feel like you're going to have a good person who can pull it off, or you're not going to have a good person who can pull it off, and this motion's not going to make the difference. I think what's more important than doing that is maybe communicating to the national board that the situation is indeed very dire. I don't know if everyone's gotten that through their heads yet, but to me, when Lonnie is talking about drawing down endowment funds to cover short cash flow crunches, and when KPFA and WPFW aren't getting their CPB disbursements because of problems elsewhere in the network, we're teetering on the brink of something bad. Mm. So I would propose as a substitute that the committee simply advises the national board and national executives that Pacifica's financial situation is precarious. The budget of the national office is based on optimistic assumptions about income. And there may be a very pressing need to cut expenses in the near future.
Point of privilege.
The network should plan accordingly.
I need Mr. Edward Seeker to write that out because I'm driving.
Okay, I'll hit reply all on LeBarnes.
Yeah. Can I speak while Brian is?
I think the next person is Baruti.
Baruti. Yes. I was going to say, I think we're combining two. The strategic plan and the operational audit are two different items, which obviously the strategic plan to me would follow the operational audit. I think to have a new person, for a new person to come in with the limited resources, and remember, everybody in National is, I'm sure they're busy at this point. Now to put one more project on their plate, to say now you must do an operational audit, or as some folks would say, maybe we can get some volunteers to do this. I don't think it's reasonable. I mean, we don't have this kind of time. I mean, we need to bring in people that know radio, that know nonprofit radio, not just radio, obviously,
Sandra?
But that know nonprofit.
Hi, Sandra.
That are familiar with the operations of a nonprofit radio station that relies on volunteers. You know, basically the structure that we have. We need people that come in and that can hit multiple areas at the same time. I mean, to spend time waiting for a new ED to find out what's going on, blah, blah, blah. You know, like I said, I don't think we have that kind of time. I think we need to bring professionals in, let them do the assessment, let the ED learn what they're learning, and then after the assessment is done, people can review it and say, okay, we think we can do this. We don't think we can do this. This is not consistent with the culture or how we operate, but at least we can make an effort. I think we owe it to ourselves to at least make an effort to say, okay, well, we tried to bring forth a fresh insight into what's going on here. And, you know, you put it on the table, and then people, you know, can work with it, take what they can use, and pass on what they can't use. But I think to ask the ED to come in and do this is unrealistic, and I don't think we have the kind of time in order for them to learn what's going on and put together a strategic plan.
Okay.
Chair, could we move the agenda? We've got two other budgets.
Yes.
And it is my voice is going to go.
Yeah, mine is gone. Okay, so where we are, I believe, is that Brian has a... okay, did you send out your this is a substitute? Brian?
I just hit send.
Okay, I need to just switch.
I will read it again. The National Finance Committee advises the National Board and National Executives that it finds the Pacifica Network's financial situation precarious, that the Pacifica National Office's budget is based on optimistic income assumptions, that there is a significant probability that the Pacifica National Office will have to make significant expense cuts in the near future, and that the National Office should plan accordingly.
So I have a question. Is this a substitute? When I stepped away, did we
vote? Yes, I'm proposing it as a substitute.
A substitute for the approval of the budget as we...
No.
We already approved the budget.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you.
This
is a substitute for
the motion that I had, yeah.
Okay. Is there any discussion? Yes, please, Lonnie.
Well, I think this is, again, reintroducing a proviso without calling it a proviso.
Yes.
And that is not a new motion. And it seeks to soften a motion already passed. The proper way to have that done is to have amended that motion, but there were no amendments accepted on that motion. And now this is adding the proviso that the National Office budget ought to be looked at. But this is an additional action being suggested in a budget we voted up or down. I think that the board properly, the board people can bring up those issues as these items are discussed at the board meeting. But I still think that we are not a finance committee of station reps. We have a responsibility to PNB to look at network issues. And try to provide some direction for the board. I do endorse looking at the major issues confronting the network, financial being one of them, and it advised the PNB, and I agree with you, Brian, it is a serious situation. And I think that we need to make sure we get that message to the PNB. And I think that we should focus on that because I have been, in my CFO report, it's been saying this is predictable a year ago, 2 years ago, and we're now at that point. And I think we ought to be solution-orientated and in terms of dealing with the larger issues. And right now, the only one I'm seeing is Madam Chair's suggestion that will, in effect, deal with the big issues around sustainability for this network. And I don't think that we can avoid, as a committee, the responsibility of giving our best financial advice to this board around dealing with the crisis issues that we, most of us agree, are there